A couple of closings here, a couple of changes. Heritage Christian School has now closed for the day, and Riverdale also closed for the day. The complete list, courtesy of Gene Stevens Honda and the Huntington Banks, available online at WFIN.com. And we will go through the entire list again just after the top of the hour. A couple of other announcements to pass along. The Family Center has closed for the day. Anderson Dental Center is closed, and the Riverdale Upper Sandusky Midget Football Scrimmage for today has been canceled as well. And now with today's rural news and issues, here's Farm Services Director Vaughn Wickerham.
Thank you, Chris. Gary Wilson's on the line with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Okay, just a couple of things. I know you were in Columbus.
Yes.
All day yesterday, and you guys had the Farm Bureau state meeting.
Yeah, it was a state leadership conference, and I was the only one from the county that was able to make it there. When we went down there Tuesday morning, it was actually pretty hard to get out of the county. It took me four tries, and in the fourth one, I finally got through, and Dunkirk was kind of tough, but I was able to make it through.
Well, and that was one of the areas that, again, yesterday morning was positively hammered with rain as well. And I know you were trying to get a couple of hundred people back to Northwest Ohio yesterday.
Yep, and they were just all over me asking me questions, how to get through Findlay, because I know on Tuesday for a long time that 6815 interchange was closed. And
68 was closed, and I-75 was flooded by Bluffton, and there was 235, there was no way to go south or north between Findlay and any point south.
But I think they were able to slip through. We had that little accident that kind of slowed things up a little bit, but you know, there was a couple hundred people that looked at all northwestern Ohio. Findlay's pretty much the gateway to get through.
It is.
And they were going to Wood County, Fulton County, Paulding County, Henry County, Williams County, all those up there.
Well, if you're going east and west on either of the two main ways, which is 224 or 30, you got to get through Hancock County.
Yeah.
If you're coming north up I-75 or 23 and 15 from, I mean, you're right. Hancock County is the gateway into northwest Ohio, and when we're underwater, it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You had a meeting last night as well, an emergency meeting for the fair board.
Yeah.
And we're talking the Hancock County Fair, which is set to open next Wednesday.
That's right. Everybody's wondering about that. It will happen. Obviously, they're going to have some cleanup. They even had water all the way into the senior fair office, so the entire grounds was flooded, as one would suspect.
Right.
I'm sure that will be down by midday today, and the buildings will be open, but they're actually going to have a massive cleanup. They've got fire departments involved, and there's going to be a lot of youth. The parking will probably be at a premium this year, so there's a lot of things that in relation to livestock trailers and other things. They don't want any campers there until 5 o'clock Monday either. They just need some time and space to get things cleaned up, and they'll get her done. There'll be a massive workforce out there, and that fair will start. Whatever flood or whatever else is the way, it's going to start.
Pardon the pun, but come heck or high water, it will go on. And we're going to talk more about this. Kelly Green and I, starting at 9 o'clock, are going to be out at the Cube.
Okay, good.
Which is kind of the, for lack of a better, we'll call it a refugee camp, I guess.
Yeah, well,
for people in Findlay that have been displaced, and they're doing it really the right way. They've got everything organized and set up out there to help people out until they can get back into their homes, and that may be for a while for a lot of people. But we're going to be out there broadcasting on both this station on FIN and our sister station, WKXA, simulcasting from 9 to noon today. And we'd like to have you come out there, Gary, and we'll talk a little bit more about the specifics with the fair. Mm-hmm. We'll do a segment on that, so everyone listening, you know, stay tuned, and we'll talk more about that. On a more immediate notice, Farmers Market tonight obviously is canceled. There's no way to get into the fairgrounds. No one would have a desire to go tonight anyway.
Yeah.
They were going to do, this was the week they were going to do the chicken and pork chop barbecue.
Yeah.
I think that's been pushed back to at least next week.
Well, I think I heard September 13th.
Is it September
13th? Yeah, they went after the fair to do that,
Okay, and again, those are more details that we'll go into during our three-hour continuing coverage broadcast from the Cube starting at 9 o'clock. But on your way back from Columbus through here, you went through most of the areas there in a Hardin County and so forth that funnels the water up that flooded Findlay.
Yes. It was fine yesterday. It really was. But what's strangely enough, where I live there in that Genera Arlington area, I mean, we've been way short of rain all year, and it seems like everything has a tendency of finding its way to the middle, and I hate to see it done this way, but Vaughn, we actually had 3 more inches yesterday morning. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had probably close to 11 inches or more over that course of time on that late Monday night through yesterday morning.
Well, and then the other problem now is a lot of the corn throughout that drought strip, including your area and so forth, pretty devastated by the drought. But the soybeans were coming along nicely.
Yes.
Now we're going to be presented by even further problems from the heat, the humidity, the disease.
Yeah, it's certainly going to bring some of that. If these crops weren't entirely submerged, they should be able to get through this.
Okay.
It seems like most of the areas have drained off, but if crops were completely submerged, boy, they have a hard time surviving stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, and that's something else we'll be able to touch on a little more. Again, we invite everyone to stay tuned right up to the noon hour as we go live. Gary, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you again here in the next hour or so.
All righty. Okay.
Chicago Board of Trade at midweek, all the prices substantially higher. September corn up 9, 347 and a half. December 364 and a quarter, up 9 and a quarter. Wheat up over 27 cents. September to 713 and a half. December 731 and three quarters. Big day for soybean prices. September bids up 15 and a half to 831 and a quarter. November up 16 to 847. With the morning rural news and issues, the Board of Trade markets. This is Vaughn Wickerham for WFIN.
Another check of the weather forecast coming up next as the morning report continues. It is 7:57.
The Arts Partnership of Great.
Race with your friends or against the pack. Sign up for fantasy racing at WFIN.com.
Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. A flood warning remains in effect until 11 for Hancock County. The flash flood watch through this afternoon. Chance of scattered thunderstorms still with us today, tonight, and tomorrow. Very hot and humid the next couple of days as well. Today's high 93, tonight's low 72, and back to 93 tomorrow. We're at 74 degrees in the Flag City now at 1330 WFIN. A couple of additional closings and cancellations to add to your list. As you heard Gary mention just a moment ago, the Farmers Market at the Hancock County Fairgrounds for tonight has been canceled. The Putnam County District Library is closed, and Lipsick Schools are closed today as well. Run through the entire list coming up here in just a bit. Also on the way in the next half hour, we will talk with Barb Braum, the Hancock County OSU Extension Office. Some important information on disaster recovery to help keep you and your family safe. Plus, a brief conversation with Doug Peters, Greater Findlay, Inc., in the next half hour as well.